This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. I'm here with Lucy Strange, the author of a brand new book called Our Castle by the Sea. Hello!
Hello, hello. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for chatting to us. Your new book is brilliant, and it's all about Pet. Can you describe Pet's world to our listeners?
Oh, right. Well, Pet, or Petra, known as Pet to her family, is 12 years old, and she lives in a lighthouse on the coast of Kent, southeast of England, and the whole story is set during the first year of the Second World War. And she lives in a lighthouse with her father, who's a lighthouse keeper, and her big sister Magda, who is a bit unpredictable, a bit like a half-tamed tornado, Pet describes her as, and their mother as well. But it's the first year of the Second World War, and there are acts of sabotage in the village, fires are being started, telephone lines are being cut, and all of a sudden suspicion falls on Petra's family, and specifically on their mother, Mutti, who happens to be German.
I was going to say, that's the big problem, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the big twist at the beginning of the story. So it's a wartime thriller, it's a historical adventure, it's a family drama, but there's a sort of a touch of magic in there as well.
Yeah, can you describe what's going on with the Daughters of Stone?
Oh, yes. Now, the Daughters of Stone and the Worm, that's Worm with a Y, this is an ancient legend about the coast that Petra lives on. And the Daughters of Stone, it's, the story actually starts with this. So this is the prologue for the book, the legend of the Daughters of Stone. So the daughters were these girls whose fathers were all fishermen, and the fishing boat got lost in the fog. And the daughters stood on the cliffs one dawn, and they make a bargain with the sea to return their fathers. And I don't want to give too much away. I don't want to give too many spoilers here. But the daughters end up being turned to stone. So Petra's lighthouse is actually surrounded by these standing stones that are known as the Daughters of Stone. And there's this terrible feeling of fate in the story for Pet, because she knows in her bones, from the very first time she hears this story, she knows that she is destined somehow to become part of this ancient legend. And that's one of the threads of the story.
Now, as you said, the story is set in World War II. You mentioned things like Dunkirk in there as well. Did you have to do lots of research?
Yeah, well, yes, absolutely. So it goes with the territory when you write historical fiction, that you have to do a fair bit of research, because you have to make sure that everything's accurate. You have to make sure that your timelines all make sense. And so I did some research in libraries with books. I did some research on the internet. I got to read some interviews of elderly residents from this area, from Kent, who'd actually lived through the Second World War and their experiences of it. But the great thing about historical fiction is that you never have that awful kind of blank canvas feeling, because you've got this wonderful background already there in place for your story. And so the real historical events kind of spark some of the events in your story. Like, as you say, Dunkirk, that's a real turning point in the story for Petra's family.
And have you been in a lighthouse as well? Did you get to go and do that? That's quite good research, right?
Yeah, I did. I've just got a thing about lighthouses. I don't know what it is. They're just sort of, I think it's the idea of the spiral staircase, a bit like a helter-skelter when you're little. And you're just going up this spiral staircase right up into the sky, and then you have this incredible view out over the sea. And I did. I actually got a grant from the Arts Council, which is fantastic. Arts Council England, shout out to them. And to sort of travel around and visit lots of different lighthouses and do my lighthouse research. And I got to go and stay in the Beltoot Lighthouse down near Eastbourne, which is brilliant, because it's now a little hotel. So you can actually sleep in the lighthouse itself, in the keeper's bunk. And that was a wonderful experience, actually, to be able to stay in the lighthouse itself. And that was actually, that particular lighthouse was the original inspiration for the story, because a beautiful painting by Eric Revilius of the view from the lantern room at the top of that lighthouse. And that, it was when I saw that painting years ago that the story actually first came to me.
Oh, and how did Petra come to you in your head? Where did she come from?
Oh, well, I don't know. But the characters just sort of, they just sort of are. It's a really hard thing to describe. So the story, I got the inspiration for the story in the lantern room of this lighthouse, and I knew, because the way the painting is done, you're almost sort of part of the painting. It's like a point of view painting, if you see what I mean. So it feels like you're there,
yeah,
in the lantern room of this lighthouse. And so I was the character from that moment, and I was this character, this frightened character looking out over the sea and knowing that the enemy was just there on the other side of the water, and there's this extraordinary feeling of kind of perspective and a feeling of fate about it. And Petra just developed from that point, really. She is a frightened character. She's quite a sort of a mouse-like character at the beginning of the story. She's not, you know, a big, brave hero. But one of the most important things of the story, one of the most important aspects of the story, is how she develops, how she grows, and how she finds the courage to fight for her family, so that by the end of the story, she becomes this this character of legend, this dragon slayer.
She has quite the adventure. Every author I interview, I do a little quick fire round of questions with. I wonder whether,
okay,
I could do that with you right now.
All right. Is it one I have to come up with a quick answer without thinking too much?
Pretty much, yeah. I will give you options and you pick your favourite, essentially.
Oh, okay. Oh, lovely. All right. Yeah, okay.
Well, just don't worry. Well, no right or wrong answer, obviously. Just, it's up to you. First up, okay, we'll ease you in gently. Books or Kindles?
Oh, books, definitely. Kindles are practical when you're travelling, aren't they? But there's nothing like a book. The smell of a book and the feel of a book in your hands. Yeah,
just
it's got
opening
to be books,
up,
really.
Yeah. Heroes or villains?
Oh, you know what? Villains are more fun to write.
But I mean, it depends on what your point of view is, doesn't it? Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
I'm going to go with TV adaptation. I think TV adaptation. I think that, you know, the box set is a very wonderful thing.
Okay, writing or reading?
Oh, how could you do that to me?
I'm so sorry.
I'm going to have to say writing, aren't I? I'm going to have to say writing. But you can't separate them. The reading has to be there, doesn't it? But I'm going to have to go with the writing.
Probably the best if you've written a book, I suppose.
I'm going to have to.
Writing, okay. Hogwarts or Narnia?
Hogwarts, yeah.
Hogwarts. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That was definite. Laptop, yeah, or write by hand?
Notes by hand, writing by... Actually, the meat of the writing happens on the laptop.
On the laptop. Roald Dahl or Jacqueline Wilson?
I'm going to go with Roald Dahl. Sorry, Jacqueline. you are incredible, but I'm going to go with Roald Dahl here because he's just such... You know, he's a part of my childhood.
Seaside or countryside?
Yeah, I'll just go with seaside. Seaside today.
And finally, the big one, salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Salt and vinegar.
Yes!
Yeah. Salt and vinegar.
I know I said I wasn't going to judge you, but I do judge authors on that last answer.
I'm very happy to be judged solely on my choice of crisp flavour.
And you passed, yeah, with flying colours, because that is also
Thank
my
you.
Choice.
Can I specify cider vinegar? Is that right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, sure.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Great, thank you.
We'll get some sense to you. Don't worry about it.
that's very kind. Thank you.
Lucy Strange, would you say your book is out right now, Our Castle by the Sea?
It is. It's out in the wild.
And everybody should go and buy a copy immediately.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Fab. Lucy, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.